3. Universal Gravity. All forms of force energy, material, mindal, or spiritual, are alike subject to those grasps, those universal presences, which we call gravity. Personality is also responsive to gravity, to the Father's exclusive circuit, but though this circuit is exclusive to the Father, he is not excluded from the other circuits. The universal Father is infinite and acts over all four absolute gravity circuits in the Master Universe. 1. The personality gravity of the universal Father. 2. The spirit gravity of the eternal Son. 3. The mind gravity of the conjoint actor. 4. The cosmic gravity of the Isle of Paradise. These four circuits are not related to the Nether Paradise Force Center. They are neither force, energy, nor power circuits. They are absolute presence circuits, and like God, are independent of time and space. In this connection, it is interesting to record certain observations made on UVRSA during recent millenniums by the Corps of Gravity researchers. This expert group of workers has arrived at the following conclusions regarding the different gravity systems of the Master Universe. 1. Physical gravity. Having formulated an estimate of the summation of the entire physical gravity capacity of the Grand Universe, they have laboriously effected a comparison of this finding with the estimated total of absolute gravity presence now operative. These calculations indicate that the total gravity action on the Grand Universe is a very small part of the estimated gravity pull of Paradise, computed on the basis of the gravity response of basic physical units of universe matter. These investigators reach the amazing conclusion that the central universe and the surrounding seven superuniverses are at the present time making use of only about 5% of the active functioning of the Paradise absolute gravity grasp. In other words, at the present moment, about 95% of the active cosmic gravity action of the Isle of Paradise, computed on this totality theory, is engaged in controlling material systems beyond the borders of the present organized universes. These calculations all refer to absolute gravity. Linear gravity is an interactive phenomenon, which can be computed only by knowing the actual Paradise gravity. 2. Spiritual gravity. By the same technique of comparative estimation and calculation, these researchers have explored the present reaction capacity of spirit gravity, and, with the cooperation of solitary messengers and other spirit personalities, have arrived at the summation of active spirit gravity of the second source and center. And it is most instructive to note that they find about the same value for the actual and functional presence of spirit gravity in the Grand Universe that they postulate for the present total of active spirit gravity. In other words, at the present time, practically the entire spirit gravity of the Eternal Sun, computed on this theory of totality, is observable as functioning in the Grand Universe. If these findings are dependable, we may conclude that the universes now evolving in outer space are at the present time wholly non-spiritual. And if this is true, it would satisfactorily explain why spirit-endowed beings are in possession of little or no information about these vast energy manifestations, aside from knowing the fact of their physical existence. 3. Mind gravity. By these same principles of comparative computation, these experts have attacked the problem of mind gravity presence and response. The mind unit of estimation was arrived at by averaging 3 material and 3 spiritual types of mentality, although the type of mind found in the power directors and their associates proved to be a disturbing factor in the effort to arrive at a basic unit for mind gravity estimation. There was little to impede the estimation of the present capacity of the third source and center for mind gravity function in accordance with this theory of totality. Although the findings in this instance are not so conclusive as in the estimates of physical and spiritual gravity, they are, comparatively considered, very instructive, even intriguing. These investigators deduce that about 85% of the mind gravity response to the intellectual drawing of the conjoint actor takes origin in the existing Grand Universe. This would suggest the possibility that mind activities are involved in connection with the observable physical activities now in progress throughout the realms of outer space. While this estimate is probably far from accurate, it accords in principle with our belief that intelligent force organizers are at present directing the universe evolution in the space levels beyond the present outer limits of the grand universe. Whatever the nature of this postulated intelligence, it is apparently not spirit gravity responsive. But all these computations are at best estimates based on assumed laws. We think they are fairly reliable. Even if a few spirit beings were located in outer space, their collective presence would not markedly influence calculations involving such enormous measurements. Personality gravity is non-computable. We recognize the circuit, but we cannot measure either qualitative or quantitative realities responsive thereto.